بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه في الظلمات فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. In this long verse, in the 17th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. وَذَنْ نُونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقَدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجِّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yunus alayhi salatu salam's incident, most of us know quite well, we've been hearing it from childhood days. And very briefly, just the gist of what had happened. Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu salam was sent to his nation, to his people, and he preached the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like every other Nabi. And he called and he invited his people towards Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, to believe in one God, one deity, and that is Allah. Allah has got no partners, there is no other deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tried with all his efforts, pleaded to his people, but they turned their backs to him. They disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not listen to his teachings and his preachings. And despite Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam trying desperately with every effort, with all his pain and struggle that he made, they refused to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept him as a Nabi of Allah, or follow his teachings. Finally, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam becomes so annoyed with his people, and he leaves the town of Ninwa. He becomes upset with them, and he promises them the azab of Allah within 3 days. But he leaves this town without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not wait for any instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he moved away from his town, very angrily disappointed with his people, that they were not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He boards a ship. And as this happens, the people become very, very perturbed and concerned and worried. And they realize that he was the true Nabi. And now Allah's azab will come. And it so happens that suddenly they see above them darkness and clouds. So they are afraid now that Allah's azab will come any moment. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani, Adam Mufassirin, write that the people then go out into the jungles. Men, women, children, babies, even the animals all went into the jungles. Mothers were separated from the little children, each one begging and crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. All of them brought iman. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about. Illa qawma Yunus. Lamma amanu kashafna anhum adab al-khiz. So the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in his absence now, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are crying. And any moment now some azab is going to come. They are so fearful of that. Men are crying, women are crying, babies are crying, even the animals were crying. So everybody is now begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save them from punishment. Yunus alayhi salam boards the ship. Mughadiban, he is angry, he is upset. And as he is sailing, or he has boarded the ship, but the ship is moving, suddenly the ship is about to sink. And they decided that there is one person here in that time. They believe that somebody has run away from his master. Some slave has run away from his master. According to one tafsir. So they say, let's draw lots. One person has to come out of the ship. Otherwise, all of us are going to sink. And each time they drew lots, Yunus alayhi salam's name comes out. So then he jumps into the sea. At the moment he jumps into the sea, in the darkness of the sea, darkness of the night, Allah commands a huge fish to swallow Yunus alayhi salatu salam, but not to eat and devour him. Mufassirin, right? That Allah commanded that fish, that huge fish, that this is not your ghiza, this is not your rozi. You don't eat up Yunus alayhi salatu salam. But you just trap him like he, as though he is in a prison. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now when Yunus alayhi salatu salam is trapped inside the fish, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ, there is only darknesses there. Plural word, ظُلُمَات. Darkness of the night, darkness of the sea, darkness of the belly of the fish. Who does he turn to? None but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ وَاللَّهَ, there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides you. Subhanak, we mentioned last week in detail the word subhanallah. Subhanak, wallah, you are free from all faults, all deficiencies, all shortcomings. Ya Allah, you are munazzah. You are absolutely pure, free from any naqais, any uyub, any defect, any blemishes, any deficiencies, any shortcomings. Ya Allah, you are absolutely pure. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Verily, I, most certainly, I am from those who have oppressed and done wrong. I am a mujrim, I have done wrong. Now he's pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the belly of the fish. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the fish to throw him out onto the shore. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we saved him. When he made dua, when he turned to me, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, then we answered his dua. In the month of Ramadan and previously also mentioned various Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, and especially in the 17th para, you see all of them begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanada, wanada, wanada. Each one is crying to Allah. And Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. Allah tells us the same thing, أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Make dua to me, I will answer you. It is only Allah who can answer. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ, we protected him, we saved him from that gham, the distress, the pain, the agony that he was going through. And then Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, in this way, we save the believers. Mufassirin ask a question, or they pose a question, does it mean that all the believers will also go into the sea and be swallowed by some whale or some fish? No. What is the meaning of, and in this way, in this manner, we will save the believers also? Shaykh Wasiullah rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that just as Yunus alayhi salatu salam was in this darkness, zulumat, plural word, that I explain now, darkness of the night, darkness of the sea, darkness of the belly of the fish, in complete, complete, complete darkness. Like that, you and I also go through darknesses in this world. Nafsani khayishat. The evil temptations, passions, egos that we have, the darknesses of all those evil temptations, we are swallowed by those darknesses. We are engulfed by those darknesses. In our workplace, all around us, in front of us, behind us, on the right hand side, left hand side, there's only darknesses. There are evil temptations pulling us towards the temptation and that evil. Then there is the darkness of sin, itham, ma'asi, zunub, different types of darknesses we all go through, darknesses of sins, darknesses of mahol, environments that we live in. So all the time we are being enticed, lured by shaitan, nafs, by shayateen. والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات. And the disbelievers, Allah makes mention of them in the Quran, that their friends, their helpers are Tawhut, Shaitan, Iblis, who removes them from Noor into darknesses. Here again, they were not in Noor that they are removed. The word Ikhraj, ulama ikram would understand. Mufassirin say that they have been removed from Noor into darkness means that these tawaghit, this taghut, this iblis, shayateen, beautifies for them, decorates for them evil, kufr, shirk, and evil, and all haram things to such an extent that they are not moving towards iman. In other words, they are blocked from iman. So as though they have been removed from iman and from nur, and they are put into zulumat and darknesses of kufr, shirk, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the same remedy in the Quran, that all believers, despite whatever zulumat you are faced with, somebody has got depression, somebody is being tempted or lured into some type of ideology, ma'ad Allah, in which he now is moving towards atheism. He's not believing in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody towards nifaq, hypocrisy. Somebody begins to have shak and raid. 2 weeks ago in the Monday majlis, we explained the evils, the fitna of shahwat and shubuhat. Shubuhat, doubts. Doubts are created in the mind. Is Islam the true religion? Should we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What's the need to follow Quran in this day and age? Why should we follow the fuqaha? The imma arba'a. Why should we follow Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi? Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi? Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal? What's the need for all this? Why should we believe in Bukhari and Tirmidhi and Muslim and Hadith? Different types of doubts. Then the doubts of shahwat, evil. So shayateen bring the people towards these evil things, towards zulumat. Ulama also explained the word zulumat is in the plural word. But in the Quran here, Allah talks about nur in the singular, because nur, haq, the road of haq, the road to, is only one. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the wali. Wali means nasir, helper. Allah is the guardian, Allah is the protector. Of who? The believers. Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Yukhrijuhum min al-dhulumati ila an-nur. Here again, the believers were not in kufr, that now Allah removes them from kufr towards nur of iman. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them. Ulama explain, ma'anahu al-ismah. Allah protects them from what? From falling into kufr. From falling into into shirk. From falling into evil. From falling into shubuhat and shahwat. Allah protects them because Allah becomes their wali, their friend. So whatever our condition is, whatever zulumat, you got, the person is suffering from depression. Somebody has lost all hope of life now. Because of various problems that has afflicted him. Some sickness, some evil. Some jinn, some jadu. Or some bimari, some sickness, some disease. Different tests and trials and tribulations, one after the other. He begins to lose hope in this life. Remember, the creator of the entire world, the creator of zulumat is Allah, the creator of nur is Allah. Everything Allah's control. What does Allah want from us? وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ All we need to say, we need to make nida. Allah ku pukaro. And cry and beg. Oh Allah, mein to bohat kamzor. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Who is saying this? Nabi of Allah, who is ma'asum. Imagine you and I. The zulumat that we go through. Do not lose hope. Whatever the condition, whatever the darkness, it seems that there is no way out of the belly of the fish that has engulfed us. But Allah promises, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this way we will save the believers also when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say, لا إله إلا الله, firmly believe that everything is only in the control of Allah. He is mutasarrif. Everything is in His control. Nobody can escape His control, His power. And it is only Allah who can save us. It is only Allah who can protect us. And therefore Rasulullah has encouraged reciting this dua, especially those who have got some distress, some problem. Somebody has got some court case, somebody in prison, somebody got some financial problem, somebody got some sickness, somebody got this problem, that problem. Everybody has got some problem. Recite, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin, in abundance, with yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firmly believing in this verse of the Qur'an, which is hidayat for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Wallah, just as you saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in those darknesses, ya Allah, these darknesses that I am engulfed in has made me so helpless, and ya Allah, but I am turning only to you, and see how Allah will remove you from that poverty that you are faced with, some business problem. Somebody owes you so much of money, and suddenly he's not paying your money. You owe others money. You don't have the means. Things have become very difficult for you in the business. Your wife has become a problem to you. Your son, your child has become a problem to you. Your friends. So whatever it is, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. This ilaj is shown to us in the Quran Majeed. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we all have to believe in. And inshallah, if we bring it to our lives, then we will see how Allah Ta'ala will make openings for us. Openings for us. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Ruh Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Allah Ta'ala make us true dhakirin, shakirin. Wattang madbi moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Chalte, pirte, wherever we are, driving in the car. These are all valuable moments. Valuable moments. Allah give us all tawfiq. Last week we discussed the third kalima, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And we mentioned that these are the most four words most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah Pak has mentioned that I read these words is more beloved to me than whatever the sun has risen upon.
So these are beautiful, simple tasbihat, baqiyatu salihat. If you're not sitting one place, even whilst, as I said, the men, women folk in the kitchen also, whilst you're cooking, you just engage in these adhkar, masnoon adhkar, tasbihat. Whilst we are traveling, children going to school also, or whilst you come into the masjid, at least minimum for the day, we should try our level best 100 times. If you can't do 100 times, then lesser. But try and fix some time, otherwise our lives will go past and we haven't even read the tasbihat which Rasulullah Paksam has prescribed to us. Allah give all of us tawfiq. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا الله, we are engulfed with so much of ظلمات and darknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, darknesses of kufr, shirk, nifaq, bid'ah, my Allah. Of different vice and evils and temptations, my Allah. Ya Allah, as we are moving closer and closer to Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we sing in front of us, Ya Allah, so many signs of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, waves upon waves of fitan and fasad, my Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the globe now, my Allah. Ya Allah, things that we never even dreamt of, my Allah. Those things are happening also, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, humar iman ki hifazat farma. Protect the iman of our children, my Allah. Of our grandchildren, my Allah. Our great-grandchildren, my Allah. Of our entire dhurriyat and progeny, my Allah. Make us all from amongst the salihin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us steadfastness, my Allah. Istiqamat on iman in taqwa, my Allah. Protect us from all type of gunas and sins, my Allah. From everything that is, Ya Allah, that you despise, my Allah, and hate, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins that we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we heard about the incident of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Ya Allah, we too are saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni inna kunna min al-zalimeen. Ya Allah, we are those, or amongst those who have done wrong, my Allah. We have sinned, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove us now, Ya Allah, from the zulumat of evil. Towards your noor, towards taqwa, noor of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us slip, my Allah. Do not make us go back into sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, to refrain from every major sin, every minor sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, humari diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, muzakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are very weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, the years and the months and the days, Ya Allah, are moving so rapidly, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us amongst the ghafileen, my Allah. Don't make us amongst those who are unmindful of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us amongst those people who have no concern for deen and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become the intelligent ones, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who prepare for maut, my Allah. Who prepare for the life after death, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your zaat. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the halawat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our ruh come to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world in the condition that you are most pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, before we leave this world, my Allah, give us tawfiq of doing one good deed, such a good deed, Ya Allah, a pious deed, a righteous deed, my Allah, that you accept, my Allah. And then give us maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman. Ya Allah, give us maut on iman. Raise us to the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, protect the ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan haal hai. Ya Allah, every single day, my Allah, we are hearing more and more stories, my Allah, and incidents, my Allah. Different parts of the world where Musalman are becoming mazloom, my Allah. Ya Allah, Musalman are becoming mazloom, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being persecuted, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are being humiliated by Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the Muslims throughout the four corners of the globe, my Allah. In Palestine, my Allah. In Syria, my Allah. Iraq, my Allah. In India, my Allah. Ya Allah, different parts of the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, send your winds of mercy, my Allah. Your rains of mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the disbelievers see the truth of Islam, my Allah. Make them embrace Islam, my Allah. Make them understand Islam is a peace-loving religion, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not harm any person, my Allah. Allah, our concern is that the whole mankind can be saved from Jahannam and enter into paradise, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease. Make us use it in the correct ways, my Allah. Ya Allah, jo bimar hai unko shifa ata farma. So many people are sick, my Allah, in hospitals, at home, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. So many have got heart problems, my Allah. Different ailments and sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Shafi, shifa is in your hands. Give each one complete shifa. Ya Allah, marhumin ko jannatul firdaus naseeb farma. Ya Allah, all those who have left this world, my Allah, our families, our friends, Ya Allah, mashayikh, Ya Allah. Grant them the highest of stages, my Allah. Grant all the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt in Madinah Shareef. Buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. And the holy kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all the hujjaj who have left already, who are leaving now, who will still leave, my Allah. Grant all of them an easy hajj, my Allah, without any difficulties and calamities, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them, my Allah, and grant them hajj mabroor and maqbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us also the opportunity of going for hajj, my Allah. And especially those people upon whom hajj is fard, my Allah. Give them the himmat, my Allah. Create the sabil for them, my Allah, to go for hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only in your invitation that the haji can go and be present in Arafat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested du'as, my Allah, answer all their jayiz du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters who have raised their hands now, my Allah. They've got different hajat and needs, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs, my Allah. Fulfill all our jayiz, murads and desires, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarreen idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhir wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughrina biha an rahmati man siwaak. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbuliyat, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samii'ul 'aliim. Wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. Wa salamun 'alal mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.